You are listening to Legion of Substitute Podcasters, episode 280, The Final Eclipse of Sun Boy!
Yeah.
And welcome to Legion of Substitute Podcasters, episode 280. I am Paul French, and today I am... Oh, goodness, what am I today? Well,
Totally unprepared, lad.
Totally unprepared, lad. Yeah, no, no. I am totally
Black
unprepared, lad.
Time's up.
Yes, black... Oh, great, I am gong, lad.
Oh, my God.
I am gong lad.
Put a bag over your head.
I had not. Yeah, exactly. I am
That's
not.
That's what she said.
Hey now. Yes, indeed. Now it's been a busy day, and I kind of just got finished in time to come down to come up and record, and really hadn't given much thought to my Legion name for today. Yes.
Not as invested in this podcast as he could be, lad.
you all just listen toward the end. Perhaps I shall be blooper boy.
Perhaps. I think that's a guarantee at this point.
Now that I've said it, it's got to be.
Exactly. is that you?
That's me. Go ahead.
That's you. All right. I am Darren Owell, and tonight I am thawed out boy because I had my windows open in my loft and it was a warm 60 degrees outside. Yay. Ah.
I hate all. You with the pyre of a thousand suns.
I know. That's why I said it, sweetie.
Because those thousand suns are so freaking far away from us right now. It's unbelievable.
I know. I'm sorry. We're going to be 70 next week. Yay.
Well, you are 70 in gay years, aren't you?
I'm 842 in gay years.
At least.
At least, yeah. I'm going to have some work done soon, so I'll only look 750, but still, you know.
Count the rings.
I have... Never mind, you don't need to know that. That would be me oversharing it. On to you, Matt!
What? Matt who?
I don't know.
He's back from detached duty.
Yes.
Off tackle on Galtos.
Oh, that's you, Darren. I'm Matt Kramer, and this week I am Lego Lad. If you haven't seen the Lego movie, go see it now.
I've got to see it.
You totally ganked my name.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scott.
Lego Lad and Lego Lad 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
And because I bought a Lego set that has a Lego MODOK.
Oh my God, that looks awesome. Where did you get that one?
Toys R Us.
Nice.
Is that one of the bigger sets?
I think it's like 400 something pieces.
Wow.
It also Lego has Taskmaster and Falcon.
It's awesome. I played Lego today. Ella and I played Lego for about an hour, and then she disappeared, and I kind of just kept going.
Ah, hold on, folks. Well, that's what you were busy doing while you're not being invested in the podcast, playing Lego.
That's right.
You're very busy dad.
Yes. Playing with my child. Yes.
No, after she left.
Yeah, but, like, you know, she'd been gone for a little while before.
I could go do this podcast or I could finish this awesome
No, this was this morning. This was earlier this morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now it comes out.
Yeah.
As Lego Lad 2, I have to say, you guys should all see it if you haven't seen it. Even if you don't have kids, go see it. Yeah. Don't feel embarrassed when they all point and laugh. It doesn't matter. It's such a good movie. It's so much fun. It's fun. So if you're reading DC Comics right now, you really need this movie.
Oh my God, yes you do.
So good, and there's actually some really good DC shots in it. So it's really nice. Superman and Green Lantern have the best buddy relationship I have seen in quite some time.
about this movie is it's the first time Wonder Woman has appeared on the large screen.
That is a little bit sad.
It's
but
sad.
Also awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome that she's there. It's also sad.
It's the only children's movie you'll see that has an American Psycho reference.
That's true.
Okay. Fair enough.
Nice.
So I guess that brings us to...
Yes, we have company today.
Oh, it's a crowded time bubble. Got it.
Right now you have to behave.
Indeed, indeed.
He was hiding in the basement.
So I'd like to welcome to the show Christopher Brown. Chris, what's your Legion name for today?
I'm going to go with Cookie Kid. Nice. Because I bake some chocolate chip oatmeal cookies for my wife's potluck tomorrow.
Nice.
Nom. You didn't bring any for us?
It's kind of hard to Skype them to you, but trust me, they were very, very good.
Soon they'll figure that out. Soon they'll figure that out.
We're not that far away.
I'm rubbing my hands together going, yes, soon.
I'm going to 3D print you up some pork chops in a minute. Hang on.
Indeed. And actually, this isn't the first time that Chris has been mentioned on the show because, gosh, how long ago? This was a couple of years ago because I think I was still at the old house at the time.
Wow.
And Chris got in touch and sent some copies of Interlac. And so, Chris, could you go into a bit of detail about what your role was in Interlac?
Okay. At the time, I was the central mailer. They used to use the word leader, but I didn't lead anything. you know, people would write their own zines and send them to me, and I would collate them and put them together and send them out to all the members. It used to be pretty much Legion and a little bit comics oriented other than Legion. Now it's people talking about how much they love coffee. So I actually sent the 200th mailing to Paul, which was big enough to have two sections, but it wasn't quite what I was hoping for. Although I did have some interesting things. Mike Flynn and Harry Brochez came back for that.
See, again, that's the right, so the right pronunciation of the name.
Yeah, I wrote to him when I was 13, and one of the things I said was, how do you pronounce your name? I would just try to say it and start spitting all over the place, and so he wrote back, seriously. And then he wrote in the margin, pronounced Bro-Jez.
Bro-Jez, okay.
Very nice.
Because I'm sure we've massacred that name multiple
times. Oh, many times, and Michael had corrected us a month or two back, and he had spelt it out phonetically. I don't think I actually said it at the time, so this is sort of the first time I've actually heard it.
Spoken by a human.
Exactly. So, so how long? So I guess you were involved in Interlac for quite a while.
I've been in it since 1998, but first found out about it actually through the Legion Outpost, because if you remember back in the late 70s, Jay Zilber used to do the Legion Outpost extra in the back of the double size Legion of Superheroes, and mentioned that the 10th issue of the Legion Outpost was coming out. That was a total lie. it wouldn't be ready until 1980. So I got a copy of Legion Outpost number 9 and sent off another one for Legion Outpost 10, and started this conversation with Harry, who put me in touch with Mike Flynn. I was living I lived in Maryland at the time in the D.C. suburbs, and Mike Flynn was going to Georgetown. So we used to talk.
Oh, neat.
So I knew the father of Legion fandom when I was the age that he fathered Legion fandom.
Mm. Nice.
Trippy.
And now for those who... For those who have been listening for a while, you've heard us talk a lot about the Legion Outpost. Tomorrow's and whether or not they still have it in print, I'm not entirely sure. They have a book of the best of the Legion Outpost that is well worth checking out, and
absolutely
a welcome addition to any Legion fans bookcase.
True,
and
I think it goes in and out of print.
Yeah, I think so. And if not, they probably have it available, like a downloadable. Like a PDF of it.
A PDF version, yeah. So it's probably available in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah,
at your local con even, because we're entering con season soon. So there you go.
That's right, and you know, if you're not going over to the Tomorrow's booth at your con, if there is one, you are missing out, because there's always cool stuff to be found there. And I'm gonna move my copy back up here, because I have it in the bookcase downstairs, and it just seems silly not to have it at my close reach. So I'm gonna have to correct that. But yeah. So I mean, the outpost, it goes, you know, and this is where all these things came about that we ended up, you know, a lot of these things that we ended up seeing in the 5 year later run. This is where the seeds of that were all sowed in fandom. Sown, yeah, okay.
Sowerized.
Yeah, exactly. Sowified.
Oh, Lord.
But it's also where Legion fans got the reputation of being sort of like the Trekkies of comic fans. Like, other comic fans would go, oh, God, they're here.
Goddamn niche fandom.
Well, you know, we're planning a big Dragon Con meetup for Legion cosplayers this year. We've got about 25 Legionnaires coming so far. So it's hopefully going to be a big bang-up job. So anyone out there who wants to come to Dragon Con, put on a costume, please come. You are more than welcome.
Several of them are just breathing hard, though.
I know.
Well, that's true. But I personally picked out Dream Girl, and I think you will all be impressed. So.
Oh?
Yes.
I'm listening.
Will she be sleeping in public at that point?
She will probably be falling asleep most of the day. Yeah, it's like, oh, and explaining to people what she does.
She's the only one that showed up that was actually a narcoleptic, and you were like, yes.
Yes.
Perfect casting.
Traditions always come true.
Yes, they always come true, yes. They're interpreted out the ass, but they come true.
Yeah, much like a horoscope.
True.
All right. True. So, not much in the way of Legion news. However, we've got... Whoa, what's that? sorry, just
silverfish?
Just poured a... Well, no, but just poured a mug of silver ale, and there was some sediment. It was the last bottled in the batch, so...
Floaties!
It's all good. It's all good. It makes it crunchier.
It's called a, you know, filter.
That's the protein.
Yeah.
It'll get you through the winter.
Never quite as good, Darren. It's never quite as good once you filter it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm, yum.
Going right. on from that comment.
So, in some fan-related news, it looks like there is the Toy Fair is going on.
Hmm?
I believe currently.
Toys.
And so they've got the... Superpowers collection. I guess this is from Mattel, because Mattel took over the licenses.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got the Superpowers collection now. I gotta say, like, I'm looking at a lot of them, and you know, you can, if you go to actionfigureinsider.com, you'll see their whole display.
We'll put a link up on the Facebook.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, exactly. And so you've got, you know, you've got Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, and it's like, you know, blue mask Batman.
Yeah.
And see, I got to get that one just because I have a bunch of, like, I've got a bunch of different Batman figures. I've got one, you know, one from The Dark Knight. I've got one. I've got the Batman animated, and got to get me. You know, an 80s styled Batman.
Yeah,
who would have thought that Batman were like Pokemon? You got to catch them all.
Absolutely. You know, short ears and everything. And so, yes, this is, you know, celebrating the action-packed 30th anniversary of the toy line. And this is, of course, the toy line that was designed by with help from Jack Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get the odd. You know, like, you get, I think Barda was in it, or maybe that's separate. No, that's separate. But Kalibak was definitely in the Superpowers line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that Kalibak and Mantis, Steppenwolf?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Because they really focused heavy on Darkseid and his cronies in the last one or two seasons, I believe, of Super Friends. So.
I think I still have the Darkseid kicking around somewhere.
Nice.
He's one of the ones that had the red plastic eyes with the panel in his head, so when light went down into it, made the eyes glow.
Oh, yes, yes.
Simulate his Omega effect.
That's awesome.
I believe there is even
batteries. Batteries are for suckers.
A Desaad.
Oh, Desaad and his lethal shock machine. Yeah.
Shocky.
The ones that they're showing here, and Firestorm was one of them, and I think the Firestorm figure's in there as well.
Yeah, Firestorm and Cyborg even.
Yeah. So. That's right. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's as though they knew. you've got Mixus Pedelec. You've got the
who wasn't in it originally.
No, but and the figure looks a bit different.
Oh yeah.
Like he looks just more detailed.
He doesn't belong in this set at all.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of really weird what they're doing with these things.
Because a lot of them
look the same, and then some of them don't look the same at all. Because
this line, if I remember, wasn't far off like the old Little Mego ones where they were sort of in that, you know, crouch position.
Mm-hmm. Nope. A little bit, maybe. Depending on the figure, what their action power was.
Yeah.
Like some of them you squeeze the legs and the arms did the thing, or some of them you squeeze the arms and legs did the things, right?
My Saturday nights, kids.
And so they've got the Riddler, which is clearly a repainted Green Lantern.
Hal Jordan Green Lantern. It looks horrible.
It's pretty rough.
You can see the black tighties, whiteies on him.
Especially since they couldn't match the colors on the arms and the legs, the arms and legs look different color than the torso.
That's terrible.
Yeah, and the boots are yellow for some reason, while other accessories are purple. So.
Yeah, and of course the question marks are spotty at best.
Yes.
You know, because it used to be like they would either do just the one question mark or they'd be all over the outfit.
All over. Yeah,
and in this case, it's neither.
It looks like somebody drove through a puddle of question marks with a pickup truck beside him and it splashed up the one side of him.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Oh, my. And of course, there is a Wonder Woman and with a gold lasso.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would expect her to have one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just nice that they did it.
Uh-oh. I don't get the gold Superman, though, so whatever. That's probably from an episode.
Yeah. I'm very
confused. That's probably from, like, a very odd episode of Super Friends or something, so.
Yeah, I don't remember it, that's for sure, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's clearly labeled as part of the Superpowers collection, so it's very strange. Mm-hmm.
Very.
Yeah. And he's, like, way more detailed, too. Like, he's got the articulation in the arms. Looks like his shoulders and his elbows.
Yeah.
Which is practically unheard of.
It's weird.
It is weird.
Gold Superman. Very strange. Very strange. But I love me that Batman who has a little bit of
nice Batman.
A bit of torso articulation, it seems, as well.
He can do crunches.
Exactly.
To impress Wonder Woman.
Check it out.
Oh, my. And, Calibac just looks fierce. That one's cool.
Yeah. He actually looks like he's taken after almost the Justice League Unlimited style Calibac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's all very strange. Anyway, so that's the Superpowers, 6-inch.
Classics.
Partially, so one of the comments. So this was Mattel's goodbye surprise for the DC Universe Classics line. Ho hum, except for a partially articulated seated Mr. Mix. He couldn't even spell it
Mixes.
Right.
Which
should be a pack-in extra, not considered a full figure. All the others are just mild repaints of characters that were already released. What a snore.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Look, we have extra stock. What will we do with that?
Hello, okay. Internet. Yeah. All right. So,
just if they ever bring Mr. Mixelflick Black to the whole animated thing, I demand Dan Didio do his voice. That's all I ask.
Sped up slightly.
Or they get you to do it as Dan.
Or they get me to do it as Dan Didio. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. Or Suntress.
Yeah, he could do it too. No doubt.
Sunships does it. He's
got a busy social calendar.
There you go.
Come on. I'm available and cheaper. So
very available.
And very cheap. Hey. Just ask my dates. Anyway.
Oh, my.
Right, Murray? Okay.
Zing. High five.
Anyway, so let's
next week on Superpowers Cast, we'll be talking about
we'll go down the checklist. Lethal shock machine.
All right, so we're, the issue we're going to talk about today contains two pulse-pounding stories that would have a huge effect and long-lasting repercussions on the Legion for years to come.
Not really.
No, not at all.
Unless you're talking about as comedy, because we're going to mine that tonight.
Yes.
It does
sure,
have
if you like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
The, the ultra-perky Saturn girl on the cover is swooning there.
that is quite the
I don't know where
pose.
You find room for a support bra in that outfit, but she clearly has done that.
Yes.
30th century science can do this.
Indeed. Yes.
All she's those telepathically willing them to stay upright.
Anti-gravity bikini.
All those years perky. Of progress, and really it just comes down to making perkier boobs. Just like sure, everything else.
Actually, the thing that calls to me about this, this kind of shows where Mike Grell's weaknesses and strengths were.
Mm-hmm.
You'll notice that Superboy is built like a college athlete, but so are Brainiac 5 and Element Lad. And then Southern Girl has, like, pipe cleaner arms.
Yeah.
She couldn't do a push-up to save her life.
Well, to be fair, you don't really expect Saturn Girl to be all buff. She doesn't really do a lot of karate and all that jazz. She just does her brain thing.
I'm talking She's about the really... fights at Legion After Dark.
Well, that's probably true. But even then, she just uses her highly muscled eyebrows to
indeed
pull your own hair.
Yeah. I'll make you think we had a great night.
Oh, Garth.
She's doing her best Dream Girl imitation there on the cover for sure. So
without a doubt, and you know, remember there was a good stretch of time where the Legion was a hairstyle series. Mm-hmm. You know, the way you could tell that it was the different characters was the way that their hairstyles were rendered, and you got to a point where it was only the way they were colored.
Yeah,
because
those early stories, how do you tell them apart?
Yeah, exactly.
Some of those showcases were
you have to color them yourselves for it to make any sense, kids.
So, I don't know, Darren. You want to take us through the first one?
I can take us through the first one, just Ducky.
And feel free to crack wise at any point, Chris.
Indeed.
Thank you. I will.
Don't
Not
need
yet.
Any permission from me, sir. Superboy 215, the cover artist is Mr. Mike Grell, as mentioned. We have, for Final Eclipse of Sunboy, the writer is Kerry Bates and the artist is Mike Grell. No word on the colorist or letterer on this one. The Hero Who Wouldn't Fight, which is the second story in this book, is written by
Shooter.
S. Hooter.
Yes, S. Hooter. Yes.
Pencils by Mike Grell and inks by Bill Drott. So there's Bill Drott again.
Yes.
Just want to make sure we mentioned that contribution. So here we go. On the cover, we talked about it a little bit, where Superboy is attacking what appears to be an eclipsed Sunboy. And you're thinking, if you're an old DC fan, hey, Eclipso, maybe? Hmm? No such luck. Element Lad and Brainy are in the background there. They've already had the tar whipped out of them, and Saturn Girl has swooned onto the floor in front of both the heroes. And on the inside, we don't see Saturn Girl at all. We see Brainy tugging on Superboy's cape, and you don't do that.
Oh, no, you don't.
You don't do that.
Next thing you know, he's going to be spitting into the wind.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, see,
ew.
It's okay, because he's only Superboy and not Superman yet.
Oh, that's
He's still
that's
in
true.
The cape tuggable phase.
Oh, okay. And Phantom Girl is there. Why she's not on the cover? Who knows? So, no two Legionnaires are alike, for each possesses at least one fantastic power all his own. But sometimes being one of a kind can be a distinct disadvantage, as Superboy and the other members of the 30th century Legion of Superheroes find out to their dismay when they are helpless to avert the final eclipse of Sunboy. And it is, we did mention it, but it is Superboy starring the Legion of Superheroes on the cover, so... apparently, Brainy is trying to pull Superboy away from Sunboy, who just seems to get hotter every second. And Phantom Girl is concerned that they are all going to burn up. So, That is our splash page of the action, and now we get to the fun exposition part of the story, kids.
Ooh, boy.
I know, right? So a Legion cruiser heads through space towards Earth. Yay! And it's dead ahead, and there's Sun Boy piloting. And they're like, oh, it'll be so good to relax, but they've got to go pick up Phantom Girl first. Her vacation ends today, and she wants a ride back to headquarters because she hasn't learned yet how to phase from Big Dizzle to Earth yet, I guess. Or that's just not a part of her background yet. It will be, but the boys are going to go pick her up. So they have to do a change in course and activate the intra-warp adapter. Ooh, that sounds Star Trek-y, doesn't it? So Element Lad pulls a lever, and a startling transformation follows, and instead of Earth being dead ahead, we see Big Dizzle, which is a pinkish, magenta-ish planet. Interesting. And so the intra-warp adapter has shifted them into Phantom Girl's dimension, and it's explained that Big Dizzle is a world that occupies the same space as Earth but coexists on a different dimensional plane where everyone has the power to dematerialize into an intangible phantom-like state. Mm-hmm. And where the beautiful girl who has come to be known as the Legionnaire Phantom Girl originated. And we see Tinya, her name, full name, Tinya Wazo.
That makes me laugh every time.
What a melodious name.
I know, Tinya Wazo. And she is there talking with, I think it's her brother, Gimya. Brother or cousin. Gimya Wazo.
As yeah, played brother. By Tom Selleck.
Yes, yeah. With the porn stash.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say Tom Selleck, but I think the last time Gimya appeared was in a Jeff Stryker video.
Oh! I'm familiar with his work, sir. Maybe. Kids, do not Google that at work, okay?
No.
That no. is Jeff. J-E-F-F Stryker with a Y, Stryker. Yeah, don't do that at work. Anyway, but trust me, you'll be impressed. Anyway,
he loves his work.
He does love his work and his country singing career too. Let's not forget that. Apparently, Phantom Girl was named as a star witness by the prosecution in its case against a guy named Ron Bizzle, a ruthless paid assassin with a lot of dangerous friends. And there's still a month before the trial. And Phantom Girl's like, a girl couldn't ask for a more considerate big brother. Yep, there we go. I know you're only thinking of my safety, but remember, I'm a Legionnaire. I've been trained to expect trouble, not be afraid of it. Besides, a few of my teammates are coming by to pick me up on their way back to Legion headquarters, which is the best protected place on Earth, which we've seen time and time again as people just walk right through the front door. And Gimya says, I promised Dad before he died I wouldn't let any harm come to you. It's bad enough you're involved in dangerous missions all over the galaxy with the Legion. So what happens when you come home for a week of relaxation? Well, we're visiting some of our childhood haunts. You witness a professional killer at work, and we get a flashback of this. And we see the guy kill the guy. It's like he's got the draw on him. He's like, you can't kill me. I'm turning into a phantom. And the killer's like, I was prepared for that. My gun kills phantoms. Ha ha ha.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that guy looks like one of the house dads from Playboy. What kind of man reads Playboy?
Yeah.
He should have a yacht really and like three bikini chicks around him.
And Phantom Girl couldn't get there in time to save that guy, but she will catch the murderer. And the guy's like, Phantom Girl, what a stroke of luck shooting a Legionnaire. She's turning herself into a phantom, trying to evade me, but I can give her the same treatment. And then the guy is shooting and... the guy's yelling at her, going, my energy burst passing right through you. How? And Phantom Girl says, because I made myself solid again at the last possible moment when I saw your weapon could kill someone only in a transparent state. And she gives him the boot from
her.
Those
big bell bottoms.
Those bell bottoms, baby. Boom.
Obviously, the editor took out the part where she said, dumbass.
Yeah. And so Gimya says, in case nobody told you, little sister, Ron Bizzle has dozens of cutthroat cronies who would do anything to save him. And that includes silencing you permanently. Promise me you'll be careful till the trial. She's like, I promise. And here come Ultimate Lad and Sun Boy. Hey, Phantom Girl. Hey, meet my brother Gimya. Hi. And blah, blah, blah. And then Gimya says, but I can't stay. Remember what I said, Tinya. He's not exactly the overly friendly type, is he? Says Sun Boy. And PG is like, Gimya's worried about me. That's all. He thinks my life is in jeopardy. Oh, sounds like you didn't exactly have a fun week here. Why don't you tell us about it on the way back to Earth, because we don't need to hear this again. Yay! But as the super teens board their cruiser, none suspects that one of the onlookers has mysteriously vanished. An ominous portent of danger to come. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
And yeah, are you? Can you feel the tension building here?
And I don't know, so we better have some more exposition.
Okay, well, the cruiser's leaving Bigzel and heading to Earth, and there's Brainy and Saturn Girl. There she is, finally. They're waiting the cruiser to show up, and it crashes. Wow, this looks like something that happened in 5 years later, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
It crashes, and the hull is turning red hot, and Superboy and Phantom Girl and Element Lad leave the cruiser real quick, and they're like, keep back, it's Sunboy. His power suddenly went wild. Ah! Now, Sunboy's always been crazy, a little party animal. But now he's all darkened in, making it very easy for the artists and colorists here. It's like, just make him, you know, black.
Spot and black.
yeah, just black. And lots of yellow and orange and red. There's no Kirby crackle here. It's all very flamey.
Well, otherwise he'd be Sunspot, right?
True. True, he would be. And he's radiating heat and becoming a human eclipse.
Oh, no.
And somebody has to stop him before the tremendous heat he's giving off destroys our citadel. Apparently, it is that hot that people are just going to be buildings will melt. People, it's serious.
Buildings made out of Inertron.
Exactly.
That's pretty
so,
hot.
So it is
it's so hot. So, Buster Poindexter is going to show up soon.
hot. Yes, Superboy gives him his best hit. It does nothing. Made him glow even brighter. Sunboy's apparently feeding off of the sun energy in Superboy's body.
Aha.
Now that's interesting.
Solar powered sucker.
Yeah, he's become a little parasite there. And a Legion member, Element Lad, says, I have an idea of my own, but first I better make sure I don't get fried. He turned his suit into asbestos. You better hope you don't get any lung cancer from that, but that's okay. Element Lad's using his powers, trying to get everything under control. But people aren't seeing anything, and then suddenly the Sunboy just fizzles out. He just goes unconscious. It turns out that Sunboy changed the air around Sunboy from oxygen to nitrogen, so he couldn't basically flame on. Yeah. Now they
good thing it didn't explode.
Now they go inside to examine him.
Look, we finally got a Black Legionnaire.
Hey. Yeah, seriously.
Black history month. There you go.
Really, Matt? You're going to be quiet now? Really?
Yep. I'm saving it for next week.
Yeah, prick. Okay, so they've got Sunboy laid out there on the slab. Cue the Frankenfurter music, please. And Brainy is examining him, and they have found... that there is a problem, and it has to do with Phantom Girl. There's an eclipse, just like when the moon has its orbit around the sun's path and blocks the sun. There's another body blocking Sunboy's body.
Oh, no.
I'm glad that Superboy is using visual aids here.
Yes.
Yeah, he's using the
pad of paper. In a century. It's probably the last pad of paper in existence, and he's using it up with his cartoons.
Now, let's not be snide here. He went out, found some rock, squeezed it real hard, made the charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
He probably went to Egypt, beat the reeds to make the paper. He probably handmade this because you can't get this in the 30th century, right? Anyway,
probably. No, in the 30th century they'll have hemp again, so he didn't have to go all the way.
It's all hemp, nothing but.
It's all hemp, nothing but hemp in the future, kids. Everyone's really relaxed. and
cool up, Sunboy.
And hungry. So another body.
That's why there's
all
these Twinkies ads in this thing.
Yes.
Yeah. I know, right?
And we are going to go back because there is, after we finish the story.
Sweet.
We got that to talk about, and there's something in the letters page we got to talk about.
It's an amusing thing in the letters page, yeah.
Okay. So, or a phantom is in Sunboy's body. That's it. We're talking about a phantom assassin who's out to kill me. Oh, it makes sense. Our warning devices would detect a phantom spy trying to invade our citadel. But they wouldn't detect a phantom merge with a legionnaire. The killer's only mistake was choosing Sunboy as his ticket to get inside. He didn't know the nuclear accident that gave Sunboy his powers drastically changed his molecular structure. The theory is is the Phantom's presence caused Sunboy to run wild, and now they're fused together, unable to separate themselves. We're back where we started with no idea how to... Saturn Girl, as she swoops in her hot pink bikini outfit. What's wrong? You're as white as a ghost. Girl, get to the tanning booth, okay? You're going to wear that bikini. Come on. Saturn Girl said, my telepathy just picked up someone in this room is about to murder Phantom Girl.
I don't like to bust on Mike Grell, but she kind of looks like she just woke up there.
She did.
That panel, she was like, hey, you guys.
She was totally doing the Dream Girl thing. You called it.
Yeah, she looks a little Gary Frank there. Let's just be honest. Okay.
That's her O face.
Yeah, that's her O face.
Oh my God, I shouldn't have had that last tequila face.
That silver ale had too much sediment in it for me. Look, Sunboy's suddenly normal again. Oh, the Phantom's left his body. Brainiac, someone's stealing your Mega Blaster. Why is he carrying God's creation? Has Brainiac 5 ever carried a Mega Blaster?
And as you know, this would be a permanent part of his arsenal, and we would always see it forever and ever.
Actually, no. Like, this explains why we never see it after this, because he feels it's too dangerous to carry with someone clearly able to steal it from him whenever he wants.
And apparently there are two Phantoms, and he's trying to disarm the assassin. I recognize one of them. He's my brother, Gimya. I told you I watched over you, little sister, and he decks the guy.
Who says, oof.
And as Phantom punch in the face.
Yeah, Phantom punch in the face. Gimya, I don't get it. The killer was inside some boy. Where were you? All wrong, Tinya. The killer was concealing himself inside Element Lad.
Yeah, he was.
I was the Phantom trapped inside Sunboy. I thought I'd never get out until I saw the assassin emerging from Element Lad's backside here in the panel. I can't make that up, kids. Look at
He's coming out of Element Lad's backside and doing the reach around on Brainy for the Mega Gun.
It's a good panel for me.
He's reaching for Brainy's Mega Blaster.
That's why Superboy had to do all this science. He was... Brainiac 5 was otherwise occupied.
Brainiac 5 in this strip is played by Jeff Stryker.
The only thing that would make this better would be if Big Barda's Mega Rod just happened to fall into this scene somewhere. Gimya says, oh no, that ruthless Phantom is reaching for Brainiac's gun to use on Tinya. It spurred me on with extra willpower to break free of Sunboy's molecules. I know your friends would have stepped in if I hadn't, but I'm still glad I was the one who got to save you.
Oh, dear. There's some little Arkansas going on there.
Oh, yeah.
West Virginia, at least.
Well, Alabama. Yep.
Or Alabama, yeah.
And Superboy's like, your methods were reckless, but your motives were admirable. You're as brave as your sister, Gimya, and no praise could be higher. And Sunboy wakes up and says, what happened to me? I never felt so weak before. Well, dude, you'd have a guy in you all straight along. I hate to tell you that.
You're always weak after the first one.
Pretty much. And Jan, meanwhile, took it like a pro. He's like, hey, yeah, glad to see you're with us again, Sunboy, because do we have a story to tell you.
I have to admire Superboy's restraint at not mentioning when he was mentoring the bravery of Gimya, not mentioning the fact that nothing like your sister who would obviously just, you know, run away from the Legion when things got really shitty at the end.
Oh, you mean like the last Legion story we had?
Yeah. He's like, you would never do something like that, would you?
No, he would not.
Nope. Not at all. Sir.
Now, am I bitter about that? Abso-fucking-lutely.
Just a bit. Oh, is that why I brought that up? I was wondering. I don't know how my brain works sometimes, so.
I do. How's the squirrel doing with your wife?
I don't know. She's quiet. Perhaps. Quiet.
My.
So hope you've got a cot somewhere, Paul. You're going to need it soon.
So let's backing up to the the letters page.
Yes, we
which
got
follows Captain Marvel in the Cupcake Caper.
Oh my god, that's a hard hitting issue from 52, right?
And so yes, bombshell Legion announcement. For all thousands of fans who've been writing and asking for us to send out checklists of the origins of the Legionnaires, their substitutes, villains, and foes, your requests will soon be answered. And this, of course, was mentioning the upcoming All Legion issue of The Amazing World of DC Comics, number 9, if I remember correctly, which had that whole missing story or page from that story that we did a few weeks back. Yeah, and so that everything you ever wanted to know about the Legion of Superheroes, jam-packed with the names, origins, and first appearances of all your favorite Legionnaire characters. No Legion fan can do without this fantastic collection of facts and art. Watch for details in the pages of all DC Comics. But here's what's really great about the letters page. Once upon a time, they used to have, like, you know, a little, you know, they'd have that little different colored box at the bottom of the letters page that told you what was coming up. Legionnaires come in all colors.
Do they now?
But what shade is Tyrok?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
They did not just throw shade in the letter column.
He's kind of mocha.
Oh, hell no.
It says, but what shade is Tyrok? Is he the newest Legionnaire, or is he the hero who hated the Legion? Learn the shocking answers in the next issue of Superboy, starring the Legion of Superheroes, on sale January 22nd.
He hated the Legion because they loved Peter Pan boots.
Exactly.
There's a couple other things on this letters page that I want to point out.
Yes.
Ooh. You know, I was like 11 going on 12 when this came out, so there's the bit about the comics convention where the people put on their early Legion cosplay. Nice. And for the longest time, I thought Mercy Van Black was Phantom Girl's real name. And I know Mercy now.
She's the one who is always dressed up like Phantom Girl, right?
That or, you know, Little Lulu.
I bet she's adorable as Little Lulu.
She's wonderful. Also here on the page, you see the mention of a Legion fan named Bob Rohde, better known as Rob Rohde, former member of Interlac.
Cool.
Who else? Well, they named Valerie Beasley. She's Valeria with an A on the end. She used to be a member. And there's actually pictures of her dressed up as Shadowlass somewhere.
Wow, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
That's a lot of makeup.
That's a costume to commit to, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Well, the Dracula's daughter version is less so, because that's just the face and the hands, but still.
Oh, sure, but yeah.
But she was doing the original costume with the headband and like the one-piece bathing suit.
The one-piece bathing suit.
Yeah.
I would love to see some very nice lady take on that two-piece outfit someday. I really would.
Yeah.
And I'm a gay dude, and I want to see that.
Well, it would look fabulous.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly. It would look fierce.
Oh, my. A couple of other things. We have, of course, the ads for the tabloid editions, including Super Friends, Dick Tracy, and the first edition ones that they did for Detective Comics 27, Sensation Comics 1, Batman number 1, Wonder Woman number 1, and Wiz Comics number 1. And and Flash Comics number 1 as well.
I have some of these.
I have a couple of them, yeah. I've got the Super Friends one, the Shazam, like the one that's the CC Beck art on the cover. And that's it and of course the Legion tabloids, but yeah, and this has the one they did of the Bible as well.
Oh yeah.
And
with Kubert art.
These are all the really huge tabloids, right, Paul?
Yeah.
The ones that the Kramer picks up for a dollar and I find for $50. Yeah.
Basically, yep.
That's well, the original price was a dollar. And
I know.
It's quite a deal.
And on the next page, they have the Battle of the Century.
Superman
versus the Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, I thought it was Muhammad Ali for a second. Okay.
That was a couple of years ago.
Well, they were
all
the Battle of the Century. You know, Superman versus Wonder Woman was the Battle of the Century. They just kept changing the century, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And they never said which century.
Yeah. This is the Battle of the 17th century.
Spider-Man versus Smokin' Joe Frazier.
But this is probably Jerry Conway's best work, that Superman versus the Amazing Spider-Man.
This was awesome. I have the,
everything fit together really well.
Yeah. Now, this was one of the first intercompany crossovers, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
I don't remember. How did they explain Superman not punching the face right off of Spider-Man?
Red Sun Energy.
Yeah.
Lex Luthor infused Spider-Man with Red Sun Energy.
Oh, nice. There are a couple of really choice panels that can be taken out of context in that, kid. So.
Oh, let's do it again.
Yeah, well, there's one where Spider-Man punches Superman, and I guess before he could punch him with no ill effect, and Spidey grabs his hand in pain and says, "How did you get so hard?" So, yeah.
You know, I'm just looking because I picked up Crossover Classics at Super Show last year, and so Super it's Show. it's got all of like the everything from the Superman versus Spider-Man to Superman and Spider-Man, Batman versus the Incredible Hulk.
That one's got to get all the TV ones out of the way.
The Batman and Incredible Hulk one was amazing because that had that was the Garcia Lopez art. Oh,
that one's very good.
I remember having that, and see they look great on the page in this trade, but. You know, you could see that, wow, this blown up to that tabloid size would be amazing. Then, of course, X-Men Teen Titans by Claremont, Simonson, and Austin. But, yeah, the Spider-Man one's just awesome. Very cool. And it was neat because they set it up for, you know, hey, it doesn't matter if you don't read DC Comics or if you don't read... Marvel Comics, we're going to explain everything you need to know. Like they did, they would do their little hero identification and everything. It's just really well done. And of course that was with Ross Andrew on art.
Ah,
yeah.
And
some of his best stuff too.
Yeah. And Dick Giordano, inking.
Can't go wrong with that.
Indeed.
I don't know.
So, all right, so Matt, you've been away for a little while. You want to do the next one?
Oh boy,
do it, Matt.
You get the domestic silence one. Yay.
Yeah,
this is what you get for going away for so long.
I'm sorry. Just before, because I don't want to interrupt the flow of the story, but I don't want to ruin it. right after the first page of the story, they've got an ad. For the Super DC calendar for 1976.
Yeah.
But more importantly, the Batman battery operated toothbrush.
Oh,
sweet.
What's interesting is.
You can have Batman in your mouth. Just saying.
And ironically, there's also on the same page, they have the Batman and Superman squirt guns.
You know.
Where you grab Batman or Superman.
I'm not saying DC Comics made me gay. I'm just laughing about it.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. So the Batman battery-operated toothbrush, it goes for $5.95.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't, you know, electric toothbrushes haven't gone up that much since then.
No.
It's true.
So,
just keep adding
and they're better now because the sound is excellent.
The technology's become much easier to replicate.
Indeed, exactly.
I used to have that Batman stunt cycle, and it was awesome.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, so they had the stunt cycles. They had Batman, the Joker, and the Penguin.
Did they ever make the Batgirl cycle?
I don't know.
Aww. Who would buy a girl toy, Darren?
Yeah, really, Darren. Smart
people who watched Young Justice would buy it.
Anyway. Yeah. Well, I mean, this is a new world.
This was 30 years. This was like 30 years before that, Darren.
I know.
It was a whole other century.
Still bitter.
Yeah. Besides, DC clearly doesn't care about the people who watch that show. So,
right, it's true.
Well, to be fair, it's not exactly their bailiwick.
True.
That would be the Cartoon Network.
Yeah, it's someone else who doesn't care. It's just
those guys.
Yeah.
Neither.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
They're in walking distance of me, so every day I'm like, no, don't go over there.
So Super Friends car, which features Batman, Robin, Superman, and Aquaman.
Someone had to take Aquaman somewhere.
Well, Aquaman's driving.
What?
Yeah. Robin's in the passenger seat, and Superman and Batman are standing up on the the back panel.
So this is a safety violation any way you look at it.
Oh, there's it's a disaster.
They're teen wolfing it for a parade. Come on,
but right. Check this out. It was a battery operated remote control car with wheelie action.
That's Aquaman also, trying to buck the guys off the back, but they won't go because Batman's got his
super hang on. But it was also $5.95. You paid an extra ten cents for the postage and handling for it.
Oh man, but that's how they get
the
you.
The same price as the battery operated toothbrush, you could get that remote control car, which is kind of cool. Anyway,
totally
it won't get your teeth cleaned. In.
No. So anyway, just thought I'd share that because you know we like to look at the wacky things that we have here, and this is a very important story actually.
Yeah, it actually is. There actually is something that sticks around.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah,
that it does. There's a couple things really. If you look at Colossal Boy 2.
Yeah.
Editor's note: what's new? Uniforms for Cosmic Boy and Colossal Boy. That's what's new. Yes, it's the debut of the Cosmic Corset.
How is it we've always been referring to it as the Bustier when we could have been calling it the Cosmic Corset?
Because it's not a corset, because a corset would actually close in the front.
He's got it on backwards.
How can you tell?
Oh my.
Quickly, a lot of gay fans actually like this one. Amongst the straight folk here, anybody feeling good about this?
I haven't read it yet.
No,
the
costume itself.
Yeah. That was how I first got to know Cosmic Boy, was him wearing this costume, because I started in the 250s. And it always just seemed weird to me.
Yeah.
Especially with other artists drawing it, because none of them drew Cosmic Boy looking good in it. Sometimes he would look like a weightlifter, like a Russian weightlifter.
Yeah, it was a weird-looking thing. And I was
never sure if it was actually like just the corset deal or if it was like sort of a weird flesh-colored suit.
Yeah, I didn't know if that.
I never knew that
middle strip and the top were actually clear or something.
Yeah, and to a certain degree, it's much like, it was kind of a variation on the original costume because, of course, he still had those sort of panels going on. But it was weird. And I noticed here he only has two little things.
Oh my.
Two squares at the bottom.
I fully expected Darren to notice first.
Yeah, it's two squares at the bottom of the thing on his stomach, and usually
as
was
a four.
Four, yeah. So nitpicky thing, but and of course it's done in solid black instead of what we would later see, where we would see the separation of the bands of metal.
Yeah,
true.
And some fans did write in suggesting that it was held up because of his magnetic power. It must have had some like metal threads through it. Yeah. After that, I could kind of tolerate it, saying, okay, he's just showing off then.
Exactly.
Yeah. And there's actually one issue where the top part of his costume falls off of him because he's unconscious.
Woot.
Yeah. It's like, wow, I can... The Marufi's kicking in yet, Cosmic Boy? Oh, okay.
Zoinks.
But I never really saw him in this until I started buying the back issues, because I started with Sunboy and Dr. Regulus at like 286. And really, the next time I saw... The first time, really, I saw Cosmic Boy as anything but very vaguely quickly in the background was Legion Annual 1. And that's when he's getting his new outfit in Pale Scarlet.
I suspect
that's how long this one lasted. So it lasted for a while.
Yeah.
When Grell was in there, you saw that he was drawing the skimpy outfits on the women, particularly like on Princess Projectra.
Yeah.
And I think he was saying, well, fair is fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So his first redesigns were this and Colossal Boy.
Yeah, I mean, this costume would stick around for 5 years.
Yep.
And it looks so great when Joe Staton or Jimmy Janes drew it. Ugh.
Okay. Yeah. Any Legionnaire would willingly give up his own life to save his friends, but what if it cost more than his life? What if his sacred honor were on the line? For Cosmic Boy, it's an impossible choice when he becomes the hero who wouldn't fight. Help us, Cosmic Boy. We're being cut to ribbons. I can't, White Lass.
Can't reach his utility belt.
Yeah, it's in his own pants. This story starts on Karzagas, an obscure, out-of-the-way planetoid, a speck on 30th century star charts. Current population, 227 cutthroats, thieves, and villains, and one Legionnaire.
Sort of 227.
Yeah.
Someone's like, recruits, state your name and your specialty. Radako, expert marksman, assassin for hire. We've been expecting you. Zap. Chameleon boy. Oh no.
Wow.
You stupid Legion spy. I screened my recruits far more carefully than you suspected. The Emerald Empress, one of the Fatal Five. My all-powerful mystic eye penetrated your disguise. And it will also pry from your mind the reason why you are here. Ah, my head feels like it's splitting in two.
Well, here, have some Anacin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something, anything, please.
The Legion heard a criminal army was being formed here. This one was sent to infiltrate and learn who is behind it, Mighty Empress. I suppose the rest of the Fatal Five are here, too? That will suddenly, like, he gets some chains on him from somewhere.
From her bondage sex dungeon.
No, yeah, no. Of course. No, from the Grimbor Emporium, located on Mars and Earth. We've been over this. That's where they get all this stuff.
For the well-equipped sex dungeon, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
She's borrowing it from Harmonia.
Harmonia's sex dungeon. Oh, no. Scott, see what you've started?
Technically, Harmonia started it.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. That will hold you. You move only when I say. I'm on my own. I grew tired of Tharok, our leader. He'll demand nothing less than ruling the universe. So he plans and waits. But I want power now, and I'll start with my homeworld, Vengar, once I train my army. Put him in one of my special cells. His allies are probably nearby awaiting a signal.
See, they used a different font for special. It's special.
Yes, special.
The Emerald Empress's sex dungeon.
Yeah. Take his flight ring. A short while later, here it is, the signal from the surface we've been waiting for. Let's move, guys. It's a very Star Trek image of the cruiser orbiting a planet.
And I don't think they used a transporter again after this.
Yeah, never again.
Yeah, this was the only time they used it, and I'm not sure if they got a letter saying, no.
Yeah, or, you can't do that.
Yeah, or what?
In an upcoming issue, they have, like, the schematic of the cruiser, well, the cutaway view of the cruiser. There's no room for this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
sure.
They rented this for the day.
Yes, they rented it. Good call. Hold it, not you, Cosmic Boy. Don't you remember? You're useless today.
Yeah, you suck.
You get to be Chief O'Brien today.
Aww.
Man the transporter, Kaz. Stay and guard the ship. This is only a routine raid, so you won't be needed. And then seconds later, silent seconds slip by, and the high-energy hum of the transporter interrupts the calm, quite last beaming back. It was a trap. Others captured. I barely...
It's a trap!
Yes. It was horrible. An ambush. All the others blasted by rays. I was in the group's center. I had an extra split second to activate the transporter with my wrist communicator, just as I was hit. You've got to save them, Kaz. Help them before they're slaughtered. Take them by surprise with your super magnetism. I can't. This is a sacred day for the people of my homeworld Brawl. On this day, each year, we are forbidden to use our magnetic powers. I'd dishonor my whole family for generations if I used my power. I'd lose my own self-respect. And that costume.
Hey, hey, hey.
You mean you're going to let your...
Too late, cuz.
Yeah. And tell the story of our exodus out of Egypt this night.
Yeah. You're going to let your friends die for some stupid tradition? You're dooming 6 legionnaires for your precious honor?
Sean!
Your friends are down there, and my brother, he wouldn't stand by while you... Well, you were threatened, but you're safe here with your sacred curse slap. Shut up!
Oh, damn. Fire across the eyes.
Wow. He totally Hank Pimmed her.
Exactly. Yep.
He He might be wearing ladies' clothes, but his pimp hand is strong.
He wasn't mad at her. He was just really annoyed that she looked so much like Britney fan.
Leave her alone.
Oh, my God.
Leave
you're
her
right.
Alone. Leave you bastards.
That would be Mr. Chris Corker, folks. Mr. Chris Corker, I think. Crocker.
Crocker?
Well, not since the operation.
Oh. Betty Crocker?
No.
He just walks away from her laying in the... I can't use my powers. I'll fight and die, a legionnaire. He's transporting down, and he's going to fight with his bare hands?
Yeah, right. For sure. Just his hands.
Actually, he's wearing gloves.
Yeah. Jeez. She should have known. He just slapped her with them.
Yeah, wow.
But it felt like a kiss.
It's like, why is Lightlass up there crying? Get in the frickin' transporter and help the man. No? Okay.
Who does she think she is? Phantom Girl?
Hey.
Aww.
Well, she hasn't read the Legion abstract, apparently.
I'm sorry, too soon?
Too soon. He'll be killed, too. It's my fault. I goaded him into suicide. Soon. Now to get inside and find out if they're still here. He's hiding behind a rock. Just opens a door. Or no, someone else opens the door. I thought I heard a noise out here. Nothing. I guess Dervis having those legionnaires locked up in here is cause just glides through the door. It was easy to slip
in. Nothing more inconspicuous than a dude in a corset flying through the air.
Right? And he's not just gliding. He's like...
doing Pilates.
He's the Rudolf Nureyev of frickin' flying around. He's practically prancing in the air.
Hey. It was easy to
judging. Judging.
Hey, a legionnaire! Get the silence in before he sounds the alarms. He mustn't reach the prison chamber. Must get reinforcements. Kaz clocks one of the guards.
Yeah.
Must be behind that heavy door. Better move fast. The opposition's probably on its way by now. And mere seconds later, they're all locked in. The legionnaires are all locked in their own aquariums. Ultra Boy, look! Cosmic Boy's come to rescue us! Cause those weird crystal cells drain our powers. We can't bust out. But you can shatter them from the outside. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, and there's like Bone Lad chained to the wall.
Yeah.
The Forgotten Legionnaire.
Or one of many.
He's ultra skinny.
Suddenly, kill the intruder! Hurry, Kaz! Smash that iron quadristat with your magnetic power. Oh, too heavy to lift. We can do one thing. And he just knocks it over. He did it. He made a hole I can crawl out through. Fire the shock shells at them. And Kaz jumps in front of Ultra Boy. He didn't shield us both magnetically, but let himself be hit to save my life. This Kaz is just stepping through the glass. Ultra Boy, excuse me. Yeah. Cosmic Boy paid for my freedom with his life. Our powers are back. Let's take him. Charge! Yeah, there's Colossal Boy in his new outfit.
Yeah.
Just the one with the bare legs?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was good when he got pants, finally.
Well, I mean, that you can't afford the big pants right now. They had to get it in installments.
That's true. That's true.
He's just a kid.
It's a lot of fabric.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I would say that Gim is Jewish, and his hair, his legs should be hairier than
it's what not in the budget
here.
Yeah. Well, they spent all the money that they would have spent on pants on exfoliation. So
on exfoliation
and extra buckles.
Yeah, that's true. Another one from the Grimbor collection here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it definitely is.
They're loose. Snap, cowards, and fight. Oof. And all of her gang runs away. You can't count on hired killers, Empress. Sometimes money isn't enough to convince a man to fight, but courage and honor. You and your eye better not move, or I'll zap you into next week. Gosh, looks bad. I think he's dying.
Meh.
Why did he let it hit him? He could have saved himself with a magnetic shield. Yes, he'd already used his power to spring us. Sunboy said, You're wrong. He didn't use his power. His flight ring was in the remains of the quaterstat he used in Ultra Boy's cell. He put his ring inside it and made it fly and break into the wall. He kept his honor till the end. His pulse almost gone. Ultra Boy, you're acting leader. Do something.
Oh, God.
I am doing something.
No, but sorry. They didn't mean he's acting leader. They meant he's acting leader.
Oh, yes, he's acting like the
super
leader.
Super acting.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. No, it's ultra acting. It's Ultra Boy.
Yes.
Excuse me.
One roll at a time.
The difference between Dustin Hoffman and Sidney Poitier. Come on.
Empress, can your emerald eye save him? Of course, the eye can do anything if I am free to control it. All right, then. Your freedom for his life. Make him well, then you can leave. No, you will release me first or watch him die. Actually, I'm rather enjoying it. Don't trust her, Ultra Boy. She won't help Kaz. If I let her go, she'll only escape or blast the rest of us with that evil eye. You heard her. You heard me. Let her go. Ah, free. Oh, no, she's doing a fade-out. Look, Kaz is coming around. She did it. Kept her bargain. I never would have believed. I didn't think she'd understand why a man would face death like Kaz did for honor's sake. But I was hoping even she might respect courage that great.
Wow, that is
not
leadership.
That dumb.
Yeah.
Actually, that sounds pretty goddamn dumb to me.
Yeah.
But he said it real pretty.
The leader of the criminal ring is going to be honorable enough to appreciate the honor of Cosmic Boy? Uh-huh. That's a good call.
I think he was just like, you know what? I need to get out of here, and I don't need them running after me. So let me make him well enough for them to have to tend to him, and then I'm bugging out. So.
Yeah. And of course, story of, like, the first one has something we never heard of again, which is, you know, Cosmic Boy's Star Wars Life Day celebration or whatever it is.
Life Day.
But it is kind of cool that it shows him doing all the stuff with the flight ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, that really should help you fight if you can, like, fight in three dimensions.
Yep. That did come back with Dream Girl using it creatively and Karate Kid using it creatively in some places, so.
Yeah.
That flight ring
becomes
to be
honest,
powerful.
I didn't actually get that come across as him using his powers to put the aerostat or whatever into the thing. It just looked like he sort of pushed it over.
Yeah.
That was the impression I had,
I think he was willing it to go. Because you do have to use the willpower of the ring. So.
Yeah.
Just the way it was drawn, it just looked like he basically put his shoulder against it and just pushed it into it.
Mm-hmm. The way it's drawn, it looks like he's like one of the boys in the chorus.
Yes, yes, it does.
Jazz hands, spirit fingers.
He's got his tap shoes on in that uniform.
Paging Peter Rios, to the baby pink spotlight downstage.
And so there we have it, the first Legion issue with a black character on the cover.
Yeah.
In the same issue as the first Bustier.
But next week, kids, Buckle
it's
in.
It's going to be a doozy.
It's going to be a bumpy ride. Because Matt's going to call me a racist at least 25 times.
Well, that's every week, Darren.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
This is going to be an extra special racism.
Just usually you can't hear it because he's so quiet.
We're not here. The stuff that Grell said about it as well.
Oh, yeah.
In the way he designed that uniform because he thought it was such a stupid idea and really insulting. It's like
he made it across between a disco pimp and Peter Pan or something like that, right?
Yeah. Well, he had been through when he was in the Air Force, and when Martin Luther King was assassinated, he heard a bunch of people chuckling about it. They should all move back to Africa. And, here they were presenting this idea that, in the 30th century, you don't see black
people.
That's
what happened. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I had always assumed that they were there. They were just sort of off panel.
Yeah. That
would have made more sense.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. That's the Star Trek answer to lesbians and gays. They're always off panel.
It's like watching Friends in the 90s, where it was like, what? There's no one of color in anywhere in New York?
In any of their lives at all?
Yeah, but I guess I noticed that they weren't there, but I didn't assume that they had been shunted off to an extra-dimensional island. But now that makes more sense.
They just didn't
want to
pay the prices that they were charging at Central Perk.
That's right.
They were smart.
And in New York, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. How much does a 30-ounce coffee cost?
How much?
$37.
How much was their rent?
Well, there's that. But they did establish that it was rent controlled.
It's true, but King Gale and Mercy Van Black have been living in the same place since, King got the apartment in 1977.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah, it's like the fifth floor of a walk-up.
Oh.
I walked up there once and said, you've been doing this for 25 years.
And they said yes.
Yeah.
And you went, like, you crazy.
And your point is? Yeah, and then Kane told me that New Yorkers actually walk more than anybody else in the country anyway, so,
That's probably very true.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Because those cabs are freaking expensive. So.
Yeah, plus there's everything right down the street,
Yeah, exactly. And a population base to support it.
Yep.
For sure. All right, then. So I'd say that wraps us up for this episode.
Does it? Does it really?
I think it does.
All right.
Unless anyone has anything else?
Nope.
You want to tease the stuff that's coming up? Mike Grell's best moment in, I think, 218?
Oh?
Is that the one where... they're crashed on a planet and the Kuns are fighting them.
Let me see. Hold on.
Dude, you're the one from Interlac. You should be telling us.
I only dug out the one issue. I should have done the whole box.
Let's see here. 218 is the secret villain the world never knew. So that's another Tyrok story.
Oh, well, no, then it was probably 219 or 217.
Hmm.
The one with the guy with the toothbrush on his head on the cover. The Roman helmet.
Let me see. It's probably... it is 217. Yeah. The Charge of the Doomed Legionnaires.
I guarantee you that Tom Bierbaum wrote an effusive letter after that one. Like all his letters, really.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, well, actually, 217 brings us... an interesting bit of continuity problems.
Oh?
We'll get to that later.
Indeed.
Yeah, a certain woman who doesn't wear a lot of clothing in any of her appearances.
Interesting.
Yes. She's usually wearing a poncho.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And she looked an awful lot like Lois Lane, but we know that couldn't be possible.
That can't be possible. Lois would never be seen in a whore's outfit. Wow. So.
It's for a story, Lois. You got to do it.
Wait, let me get into my raceometer and change into a black Lois, please.
I am curious.
Wait, Darren, what are you trying to say? The black woman will wear the poncho and that's okay?
No, I'm just saying since she's going to
be. Not what it sounded like to me.
Anyway. Gets in the special machine that turns her black.
Well, it doesn't That's matter racist. Because, as we all know, she's actually a robot anyway.
True. Oh. Who controls Win now? I don't have enough time for that. Okay.
No, that was a very bad end to a.
What we're gonna do here? What we're gonna do? Listen. It's gonna be fabulous. We're gonna take some characters you know and you love, and we're gonna fuck them in the ass. That's what we're gonna do.
We're not gonna grease it first.
Just gonna shove it in there.
We're just gonna jump right in. That's how we do things downtown.
They did that with Laurel Kent long before. Yeah, this is the first time they've ever changed characters into things we don't like, ever.
Oh wait, it gets better. Anyway,
that's the PSA for today.
Yes, it gets better.
The more you know.
It's one to grow on. Bum, bum,
bum, bum. All
and
right.
Half the battle.
Yo, Joe.
The other half.
Is red and blue lasers.
I believe it.
Indeed. All right. Comments, as always, are welcome at legionofsubstitutepodcasters@gmail.com. You can join in the conversation on our Facebook page, which can be found at facebook.legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. We are on the Twitter. We are LOSP Podcast. And in addition to all these things, you can head over to our website, legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com, and you can leave a comment on this or any episode. And with that, we make our way back into the time bubble, head back to the 21st century, and we will see you all next week.
Everything is awesome! You are listening to Legion of Substitute Podcasters, episode... Fuck, what?
280.
280.
Right. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Ease off,
that's
swore.
The record
I got
for
this.
The
Relax.
F-bomb right there. Boom.
That is the record so far.
That is the record. Scott's got it now.
Paul, I'm telling you, blooper reel.
Yes. No, because he's an ass. He'll put this in. This will be the beginning of the show anyway. It doesn't even matter.
It's entirely possible.
We can just roll to the theme song now. It doesn't even matter. All right. 280?
Yes.
Okay.